So the Red Sox have made the wrong kind of history here today. 1-1 to Durbin, the pitch. Down and in. This is the first time since 1901 that the top three hitters in any lineup ever have struck out three times the first three times through.
125 years.
1901.
That's a lot of baseball.
This is Rich and Ken with Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Oh, a lot of dramatic pauses in that post game right there.
That's an understatement. Will.
How many?
That's a lot of baseball.
USA Paraguay. All right. Let's go.
All right. If you're listening to us in your car right now, do me a favor. Roll down your windows and crank this. The game is over. It's officially over. You can turn the radio back on. The Red Sox game is officially over. Despite at the end there being a little hint of something.
Yeah, finished strong. They showed no quit. Never say die, Red Sox.
By the way, I do have that. We were supposed to do the play of the game. That's the shame of the game. And it's brought to you by Nissan. You deserve a car that thrills you. And Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. I just want to read this text right here that we got in. It says, "What the hell, Nesson? Now that everybody has cut the cord, zero chance I'm paying a couple hundred dollars a year to John Henry. My nine-year-old son, who loves Little League, has never seen a Red Sox game on TV, been to Fenway Park, and can't name five players from the Red Sox team. By his age, I could tell you the entire roster and their stats."
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you've heard me bitch about Nesson 360 because I cut the cord too. And the fact that they're charging us almost $300 to watch slop on television is an insult. But, which by the way, I think Nesson Plus cost me almost as much as all my other streamers combined to watch this fantastic product. But there we go. I said it yesterday. I said if they were to get swept by the Rays,
you could
officially say, put a fork in it, the season is over, because you are now 13 and a half games back of first place. I didn't look at the wild card standings, but I'm sure it's...
I'm afraid to look.
Yeah, it's what
nobody wants to hear it.
5.5 games, there's probably six teams ahead of them now. This is just a really, really, really historically bad team. And you know what was great, too, is that, you know, not only did our broadcast do a good job talking about how it's been since, what, 1901, since you've had the first three batters get struck out three times in a row.
That's incredible. Yeah. That's over 212,000 baseball games.
How do you do that? How is that possible that you could do that? And the other part that's so unbelievable, and we talked to Chad Tracy about this yesterday, is this team can't even draw a walk. They can't hit. They can't draw a walk.
23 straight innings without a walk. 23 straight innings.
Just everything about them is bad offensively. How about Caleb Durbin, though? The one guy who went and saw our man Lorenzo.
Yeah, Lorenzo's paying off.
That's right.
Let's get the whole team in there.
But I mean, it's like,
back up to Gradom tomorrow.
How can a team have be this incompetent offensively and have all of the, everything you would want at your disposal as far as, the tools, the coaches, and you still can't get it right?
I think that's part of the problem, though, is the tools and the coaches. And, you know, they haven't been on the same page. And you know what? I think you have a young team that's pressing. I mean, to not walk, they're swinging at everything. So they have zero patience. It's obviously... The stress of the season is you can see it in their plate appearances, and so they're out of sync, man. They don't know which end is up, and I mean they're on pace to have the second worst record in franchise history. It's unbelievable.
Could be the worst. The record is 111 wins.
Yeah.
They are not. They could challenge the 1932 Red Sox at this pace.
I wouldn't doubt. I mean they're breaking records.
111 losses.
All the time. I don't want to hear – I just don't want them lying to themselves anymore. I don't want to hear that this is a playoff team. This is not a playoff team.
Well, that's Sam Kennedy.
But you're talking
crazy.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Two weeks ago.
Yeah.
They were saying that, okay? And so that's done. No more. I don't want to hear that. This is not a playoff team. It's just stop fooling yourselves, Red Sox. This team is not – doesn't have a chance to make the playoffs.
The only thing they should be concentrating now is how to make this team better for the future, is what pieces you're going to sell, what kind of moves you are going to make, because right now it's an absolute disaster. Winning, what are you talking about? You're in a 13.5 game hole at a first right now. I mean, I don't care how bad. It's funny. As bad as the American League is, you're bad. Like, you're really far back.
They're tied in losses with the Angels for the worst, for the highest total in the American League. So you are the bottom.
You're at the bottom.
You're at the pits. They right now have the exact record the 1965 Red Sox had through this many games, and that team lost 100.
And you know what's
so you're
wild?
You're on 100 loss track.
I don't know if you guys are with me, but I still don't blame Chad Tracy at all. Like, I don't think Chad Tracy, I don't want to say he's completely blameless, but I don't know how you can do anything with what you've been given.
No, it's a flawed roster. I mean, which we knew coming into the year they had no power. You thought maybe that with Roman in there, he would take off, he and Meyer would, and Contreras, and Abreu, that you would have enough. And
Trevor Story would be the guy he was last year.
Right. To piece together some wins like the Rays are doing, which they have Caminero, but they're not a great offensive team, but they are unbelievable. They're like 14-0 at home in the AL East.
It is crazy, though, Ken, to think that this team didn't have one player projected to hit more than 20 home runs, and they thought this was a 90-win team. Like no power. Yep, but pitching and defense is...
But they were last year, basically. I mean, I know they flipped some of the roster. They lost Bregman, but they... We're in a wild card series with pitching, I guess, is their strength, but they probably felt like we're not that different from a year ago. We're just going to run it back again.
It's just been a giant miscalculation, and a lot of it has to do with Craig Breslow relying too much on stats and not on feel and people. What were you saying, Stiz?
Hey, props to our guy Lorenzo, though. Caleb Durbin, two home runs in the game, and we still lost.
Thanks for listening, Stiz. Rich just said that 5 minutes ago.
Sorry.
That's all right, but it's true. It's true. I mean, the one guy who had to step out of the organization to get batting help is actually doing okay. Like, he was so frustrated with what was happening with the Red Sox. And by the way, when we brought that up to Chad Tracy, Chad was very nice, but his answer was wrong. His whole thing was, people during the offseason, they have their batting coaches. And I said, but this is in season. Like, you're supposed to be surrounded by the best that there is in the business. You're the effing Red Sox. You can afford to bring in the greatest batting coaches in the country, and these guys can't hit, they can't walk, and they got to go outside and find a dude named Lorenzo up the street to teach them how to hit.
They fired their 6 hitting coaches. So, I mean, the next 6, come on up. I mean,
Driveline.
That's right.
Their philosophy at the plate is... I don't think anybody knows what the philosophy is. I mean,
this is 6 straight games, 7 hits or less. 6 straight games, 7 hits or less. Your top 6 batters, according to Tom Caron, good job. 119 in the series. They get .119.
This is bad too. Boston is now 1-33 when they trail after 7 innings.
Oh, they're done.
0-36 when after trailing after 8 innings. They have lost 5 of the last 6 games. And by the way, 6-14 against AL East competitors. Let's go to Dan in line 1. Dan, what's happening,
Hello,
my man?
Dan. Hi, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
So, again, not that this would be a solution, but how many of the people on the coaching staff have actually played, baseball? Is Andrew Bailey the only one?
He's the only one.
And Ted, you being a former player, if you were playing at this moment, wouldn't you want to be coached by someone who is actually on the field and knows what it's like, the struggle to, the successes, the ups and downs? I think, again, I don't know if that would necessarily help this particular team, but it couldn't make them any worse. I mean, I would want someone who has played the sport, the position, to be there, be my coach, and because he's gone through it.
Yeah, Dan, no, it's a good point. I mean, I've heard people write about that there is no big leaguers, former big leaguers in the organization. That basically Breslow got all those guys out. Veritek, Sia, and it's funny, the guy played 12 years in the bigs. Yeah. But he leans into more of the Yale analytic guy than he does the player guy. You got the Dodgers, you got the Yankees. They all have former general managers in their front offices. They all have former big league players on their coaching staff to help the guys. But the Red Sox don't. They don't have any former other than Andrew Bailey.
It was amazing when, you know, at the same time Cora was fired, the Phillies obviously fired their manager, and they bring Mattingly in there, and sure enough, bang, yep. they start working. Because, just as you said, I'm not saying it's the only reason you can be successful, but it helps that you're Don Mattingly.
Helps they have Schwarber. Helps they have a DH. You have four home runs from your DH spot this year. Four. It's the designated hitter.
I know.
Connor Wong.
It's Yoshida most days.
DH seven times this year.
And Chad Tracy is a lifer. That's one thing you can say. I mean, he grew up in baseball.
But Chad Tracy might not be the problem, but I don't know if he's the solution either. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's a little bit more and more kind of like, all right, Chad, you need to make your mark. Where's your, you know, kind of imprint on this team? You're not seeing it.
You know, Ted, to your point, you know, we were discussing this yesterday. It's like, you know, is he doing anything that would justify him being able to, you know, impress other teams around here and maybe get another manager position somewhere else or maybe even stay here? And the only thing I can say is that, you know, there hasn't been a lot of noise from the locker room. And a team this bad, usually there's chaos, and you hear people sniping against each other. You had the little Jaren Duran thing when Michael Holly put something out there.
A little bit of Narvaez. He's pissed he's not playing.
But that's not even that big of a story. The IKF thing was a little interesting. But you'd
think you'd hear more.
You would. You
with
would.
With this record. Yeah,
and,
okay,
and
that's
so
fair.
Maybe, and I'm not going to give him all the credit because I don't know, but it sure does feel that, you know, maybe there's people from the outside looking in and saying, despite all this, the locker room doesn't seem to be screaming and fighting against each other.
You do have the Roman thing and the injury, and I do wonder if Cora would have communicated better and put that to rest, because that has been weird. Yeah. Now, the fact that he's still not playing, not even close, is just bizarre.
It's weird. It's very weird, and I don't know how long this is going to take. There were some crazy reports that came out today that were being shot down everywhere. Who knows? All I know is that the guy's hurt. Most likely you're not going to get him until after the All-Star break, and who knows if that's even the case. They're like radio silent on what's happening now. It's scary, man. It's just...
What is the move before Friday? Like, what can you do to appease people between now and Friday when they open up the gates of Fenway, when we're down there?
Before Friday? Human sacrifice?
I mean, nobody's making big trades right now.
What if you brought in a legit big league manager? Would people be pacified? Would it make sense?
I don't think so.
Rocco Baldelli, like you... Call up the Dodgers, you say, look, we want. I know he's helping out the special assistant to the GM, whatever he's doing out there. He's a former big leaguer. We're going in a different direction.
Like a respected old school.
Yes, we're going with a new, you know, same pivots.
We're going to have fun, we're all going to restart kind of thing?
Yep.
Maybe.
Maybe if we're on like a David Ross or something.
Right.
You might. But right now, it just seems like, you know, you're polishing a turd. I don't know how much you can do to make this situation better.
But you can save
without...
face, though. I mean, you don't want to lose 100 games. It could get worse. This feels like rock bottom. It's not, right? This could be a long summer of protests.
I don't know how much worse this could get.
Maybe we do want them to go. I mean, don't we all, we want this to hurt so that they do something, right? Don't you kind of want at this point, like, dude.
Yeah, be embarrassed.
If you're going to go down in a blaze of glory so that it embarrasses them to do something.
Wear those bags. I'm telling you, that stuff like that actually gets under the skin of ownership.
We'll see those Friday.
Apparently, he's picking up the phone and calling people. Chuck in Southie. What's up, Chuck? How's it going?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, what's up? So I don't understand what everybody's obsession with needing a former player to be the coach, with all due respect, Ted, you're the man, but, like, what is the obsession with that? Listen, if they get a guy in there, is he a leader of men? Does he know situational baseball? And can he deal with these young punks? That's all you need. And GM Breslow's got to go. My Gucci smells.
Look, Chuck, I don't think it's imperative that the manager is a former big leaguer. Just can you have some former big leaguers somewhere on the coaching staff and the locker room? You know, I'm not saying he's got to be the manager, but just, you know, guys that played that are on the staff, you know?
Let's go to Tim in Hanover. Tim, how you doing, man?
Hello, Tim.
All right, guys. Hey, like I said, man, this was over before the season started. I just want one thing out of this office. I want them to not buy anybody right now at the bat. Wait till next year and show us you're really serious about it. I'm speaking for the fans, man. We got to get two big bats and let all these other parts and pieces fill in. We have the pitching. They got to do it. If not, they don't want to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's not
so true though.
It is true. Like, you don't want them to do anything rash because, as I was saying, you're right now polishing a turd. You're gonna unfortunately have to suck it for the rest of the season. You're gonna have to be bad, and then you're gonna have to start all over again.
What if they do get a big bet, quote unquote big bet, between now and Friday? I mean, like, they've obviously been calling. They at some point they thought they were a contender. Maybe not now. But do you? What would the reaction be? What would your reaction be if they do make a trade?
Honestly, I think you would. I don't think it would. It'd be minimal. It'd be waste? A pimple on the ass. Yeah, total waste. It'd make no sense.
Even if you got a summer of baseball, competitive baseball,
you think one big bat is all this team needs?
I don't know.
You think
if
they're one big bat away from making the playoffs? They got a lot of problems, Ken. It's not just one big bat.
You say, what can they change to appease the fans? Right. How about dynamic pricing? How about dynamic pricing for tickets and for NESN 360, a refund for people who spent $300 on it? Because when your team sucks, your ticket prices should plummet. Because Fenway's still expensive, one of the most expensive places you can go see a game. And I'm telling you, right now, I get angry having to watch this team because they're boring. They're wasting my time. It's not that they're just like a team that just, barely can't make it. They are boring. They can't hit.
Slayton didn't give up that home run. We had a dramatic comeback today. What the hell?
I mean, he had that moment, baby, just for a second there. And I was
always a silver lining. Yeah, I like that.
That's right. All right. We got a lot of great calls. You know what? Do me a favor. Do the little number thing, if you don't mind. Let's go to Jim on line 5. He's got a way to fix the Sox by Friday. Jim, what's up, buddy?
First of all, Ken.
Yeah,
you're not gonna, whatever you're smoking, I want some of. But anyways, fire Breslow tonight, and before the game on Friday, you have a sacrifice of John Henry.
You're just what build like mean? A temple, kind of like a Apocalypto, and bring him to the top, and the head goes rolling down. Jump. Yeah, no, that sounds very violent.
Absolutely,
I don't think Jim, that's what you want to do.
I don't care if you're. I don't care if you get Babe Ruth. One bat ain't going to fix this team.
Nope.
Yeah. Might as well just take our lumps now and look forward to next year.
Yeah, Jim, I feel you. Now, I did say something. He mentioned something that I did say before this series. I said, I know that report came out that Breslow's job seemed to be safe. Mm-hmm. And before this series, I said, if they get swept and they end up being 13.5 games back, you may have to fire him. And you may see a firing because you want to talk about something that appeases the fans. Everybody knows that Breslow is enemy number one right now. Number one.
But they can't. They just put that in the Globe a day ago or 2 days ago. The owners called up. Alex Spear said, we're not firing him.
Oh, what? Are they not going to like ownership anymore if they go back on their word?
Well, people would rip them for doing a 180 within a 2-day span.
No, they'd be happy that Breslow's gone.
Does it matter that they just keep going through general managers one after the other, after the other, after
yes,
the other?
You know what, Ted? It's because the philosophy of ownership sucks. And they're just instilling it into each one of all of these people are just figureheads. They're just like spokespeople for the methods in which ownership is trying to instill with them. After Dombrowski was gone, it's been the same old philosophy. So sure, just because Breslow's gone, you're right. It doesn't ease my tensions anymore thinking that they're going to bring in someone who's going to act completely differently. It'll probably be another Breslow. It'll probably be somebody who's going to not pay as much money, who's going to do stupid stuff like make a guy like Bregman not sign him because he wants a no trade clause. How stupid was that, and not use his brain and actually be a person who talks to another human being like they're a human being and not looking at a freaking robot that shoots out numbers and stats.
Doesn't underestimate the impact of talking to humans.
Yes.
What that can have. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, the best line in that article, I'm spitting up so fired up. The best line in that article is that Breslow needs a translator. Yeah, well, like, you can't even speak his language. Like, beep, beep, bop, boop, beep, bop, boop, beep, 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 numbers.
What if they convince Theo to assume for the rest of the year they put Breslow up in a cushy position, and Theo's your guy the rest of the year. Does that impress anybody?
Yes.
You know what? That
yes, absolutely.
Moves the needle.
Right. I think so.
That moves
the
needle.
That's their best plan.
Yes, absolutely. You want to make a major impact? That's what you do.
Do you get any sense that Theo is ready to just jump back into
exactly
it?
Exactly. Not into this.
He want to do it.
He is the last place he wants to be
right. But that would get people back in. They would.
And maybe they can twist his arm and just say, hey, for optics, just say you're doing it.
In the meanwhile, I want my money back. I want my NESN 360 money back, or at least I want some sort of discount. Like, you give me give me something in return, because I spent way too much money on garbage.
We should start a change.org petition. I'd get behind that.
I would do it. I feel bad for anyone who, like me, cut the cord thinking you're going to save money, and all of a sudden you're getting jacked around watching awful, awful baseball.
Always free on the Odyssey app, Rich.
Listen, that's you're true. It's true. But you know, sometimes I'm at home and I, you know what I do? I watch it on TV and I listen on the
turn down the TV sound and put on the Wills.
That's what I do. I listen to Wills. Look at these phone calls. Okay, let's go to John in Worcester. What's up, my friend? How you doing? Actually, this is John in the car. What's up, John? How you doing?
There is nothing you can do to save this. I hate this team. I hate this team more than I've hated any Red Sox team going back to the late 70s. I mean, this team is unbelievable. You want to fire Tracy after you just fired Cora and bring in Rocco Baldelli. So you got rid of a baseball guy to bring in a yes man, and now you're going to go back and get another baseball guy, and in the meantime, you're going to fire the general manager and do you'll have your second general manager. This is madness. The philosophy and player development of this whole organization has gone off the tangent. You want to do something Friday night? Here's what you do. You have a Roman toga party for Marcelo Meyer and our boy Roman Anthony as Caligula, and check and see if that finger actually works, for Christ's sake.
You wonder, is this you're going to see the impact at the gate? If people are going to stop going to games now.
It's tough. It's a tough product to watch, and it sucks because it's on our station.
And the World Cup fans are in town. They want to see some good ball. So in the downtime.
I know, and it sucks because I am a person who loves going to Fenway. I do. I'm one of those people who gets swept up. I get in there. It's a freaking – when the weather's nice, there's really not many things better.
By the way, Sam Kennedy, 9 a.m. tomorrow on the Greg Hill Show. A must-listen call
Sam,
there.
Sam,
he better be announcing that Breslau's not around anymore. Yikes. Or that they're giving a discount or some sort of refund for Nesson 360 or Nesson Plus, whatever the they call it.
I get the backlash to the Baldelli idea because Bradfoe just tweeted me that quote again that the player said, it's like bleeping your pants and changing your shirt, changing the manager. But from here on out, you just make the next right move. And if you don't think Chad Tracy is the guy to go to the next level, then you go about getting somebody who you think and believe in.
Yep, it could be. All right, Nolan. Nolan on line four. What's up, Nolan? How's it going, man?
Yeah, I just had a couple of things to say about the joke that the Boston Red Sox are. And the thing is about Breslau, you have to get rid of him, like, today, because what's the point of keeping him around to build the team for next year if you're going to fire him anyways? It's a person that should have the job now. It's a person that's going to be having the job next year. So at the deadline, they can do whatever they want to do. And I don't want to hear anything about selling the stuff away. I want Henry to pay Chapman or whoever and keep paying him because he didn't want to pay anybody else. So the heck with selling the team. Pay for the team and then pay for it next year and then pay for it tenfold because the guy's just nuking his supper year after year and I'm sick of it.
Yeah,
Thank you.
No, I feel you. And the one thing that makes this worse is that you just as a fan feel like nobody cares. Like, you feel like nobody cares because it's like ownership's not speaking. They haven't spoken in years. We're getting condescending attitudes from a lot of the higher-ups as if we don't know what we're talking about. I remember when Sam Kennedy was on with Greg, and he was talking about the report he heard about his torn finger, and he's like, oh, Dr. Greg over here. Come on. If there's anything you need right now, you need some good PR. You need somebody to teach you how to talk to the media or just, like, not look like jackasses.
It feels at this point that Breslau's kind of toxic. Like, he's just people are going to be they're out for blood. It just this season, you know, because when he fired Cora and he just leaned into his, I still think this is a playoff team. I mean, okay, all right, let's see how it does, and we see what it is now. He's the face of this season. The Craig Breslau.
Or at least if he's going to stay, I think they need to fire the Dryland crew and just come out and say, you know what, we've lost the faith of our fans. They blamed this group of people as the reason we can't hit, so we're going to do that. Even if that's optics, we're bringing in some pro big league hitting. We're changing our approach to how we approach our hitters.
Our lines continue to be full. Let's go to John on line five. John in Worcester, what's up, my friend?
How's it going? Love the show, you guys. This is what I want to say. You know, if the Red Sox are going to have these day games and interrupt the afternoon show and most of you guys' show, I'd rather listen to you guys' show and the afternoon show fully than instead of listening to those bum Red Sox. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you, David.
I mean, listen, I don't know. Like,
we're going to do the altcast, the rich altcast.
All I know is you guys can vouch for this. as I was sitting there and listening to Will Fleming for the last like 20 minutes before it, I was just like, I got to get on the air now. I was like, but please, people do not want to hear the Red Sox game right now. Mm-hmm. This is awful. This is bad. I want to be angry.
Your idea of having Theo kind of take the place of Buzz, though, was gaining traction.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people starting to say that right now. Mm.
And as they should, because that would be something substantial, but that's not going to happen. That's one of those things that sounds great.
Theo looks and sounds like the last thing he wants to do is to get involved in a day-to-day operation here.
Maybe this is just me, but I think he made that one comment. First of all, I don't buy this whole thing. It was taken out of context. I think he's a very smart guy and has spoken to the media enough to know exactly when he says things, how it's going to be interpreted. But I do think that he's so embarrassed that he had something to do with Craig Breslow being the guy that calls the shots here, that he had to say something. I think it was just, it was gnawing at him. But by the way, nobody even really remembers that he had much to do with it. And they wouldn't kill Theo. Theo's basically got a punch
pass
card for life.
Oh, yeah,
people love him here. Yeah. But I do believe that's why he said something, is because he feels
responsible. I mean, it was reportedly like the 10th GM candidate they interviewed. I mean, nobody would take the job. So it goes back to that. If they had all those other candidates ahead of Breslow, then there's clearly somebody else in baseball that they value that would come in and take the job.
All right, Tony in Worcester, line two. What's up, Tony? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good, buddy.
Boy, I tell you, man, it's brutal watching this Red Sox team. I'm a homer, and I always have hope. You know, when they fired Cora, you know, at the end of the day, I was still all about it. I was like, all right, hey, it was inevitable. Cora got a lot of criticism. It was time to go. Maybe it was a shakeup that they needed. But you know what? I'm really thinking about this, and this goes back some years. This is by design, right? With the anticipation of the strike coming through next year, you know, possibly. Let's go back to 2018 during the offseason when they were trying to sign J.D. Martinez. They kept every team was like lowballing them. This is by design. And ever since then, you know, they haven't bought anybody. You know, what happened to the days? Hey, Fenway Park, Hitters Park, you need a big right-handed bat. Let's go get a big right-handed bat.
Mm-hmm. It's true, Tony.
I don't understand the concept.
Yeah, and Tony, you're so right. It's not like they didn't know. That was the thing going into the season. It was such a how did you not realize?
But they put that money with pitching. That's their philosophy.
But that's not you can't go all in on one side and neglect another side.
Well, that's what they were thinking.
A good question from my buddy Sully. Is this decision by Breslow that to think that you could win with pitching and defense worse than Belichick hiring Patricia around
no,
the office?
No, nothing is better than Belichick hiring Matt Patricia. I like that.
It's not, though. No, Belichick putting those guys was the worst. But it's close second.
I said that immediately, and I think Bill Belichick gets a lot of grief for a lot of stuff, but the minute he brought in Matt Patricia's offensive coordinator, I was like, that's a fireable offense. Like, the minute he did that, this is going to be as bad as it gets.
But Driveline, you set a record today in the modern era of baseball. It's never happened. 9 strikeouts, the Golden Sombrero top 3 for 3 straight innings.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Wow. It is really.
Dude, when they talk about this pitching staff, it's like they talk about it and they go, when we get to the playoffs, it's going to be, can you imagine when we have Crochet and Suarez? Oh, it's like.
And that's great.
Sonny Gray. But you got to get to the playoffs.
Right. You can't hit 50 homers.
Right, dude.
Let's go to Jesse on line 5. I mean, full phone lines, of course. Everyone's pissed. Jesse, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I actually think it's a good thing the Sox keep losing because that just means we're closer to hopefully getting rid of Brezbot, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited. Every loss, I'm like, oh, come on, here we go.
So let me ask you this, Jesse, now, because I made a prediction. I thought that if the Red Sox got swept against Tampa, which they just did, that there was a better chance, like a pretty good chance, that Breslow could get fired after that. What do you think the chances are now? Do you think they'll fire him after the series, or do you think they're going to let him ride for a while?
I mean, with this ownership, I think they're just going to hold on to him to the end of the year.
I think you're probably right. I know. I hate to agree with you, Jesse. I think you're right, but man, you got to do something to save face.
Monday night in the Globe, the Red Sox are not considering firing.
That
Greg
means
Breslow
nothing.
Per a team
That's
source.
Awful.
That means nothing to
That's
me.
That's coming
hey,
from
more,
ownership.
One more quick thing.
You got it, Jesse.
Caleb Durbin, 2-home run day. I might as well go buy a lottery ticket.
There you
that's
go.
Crazy.
it's the Lorenzo magic. That's right. It's Lorenzo, the batting coach, right there. He had to go outside the effing organization to get somebody who knew what they were doing when it came to a batting coach.
I hope all people are – Lorenzo's getting some business out of this.
He should.
I hope, man.
I mean, look what he's done. I mean, it's not a joke. Like, Caleb Durbin, since he has seen him, has been one of the few players who has actually – I was about to say stepped up to the plate, but that would have been really lame. It's actually like delivering on doing something at the plate. We'll take. This is so funny. We have I've ignored commercials because there's been so many people calling in. Let's go to Ken on line four.
Can't go wrong with a Ken.
What's up, Ken? How you doing, man?
Good. How you guys doing? Appreciate you guys taking my call. Good show as always.
Thanks, man.
I hate to be like, yeah, no problem. I hate to be like everybody else because I'm a big baseball fan and, you know, I'm big into media. This team is just atrocious right now. And the only upside right now is Peyton Tolley and Connolly Early. Mm-hmm. It's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Outside of those two guys, you got Crochet on the IL. God knows when he comes back. Roman, that's TBD. I mean, it's hard to watch. I don't know. I just wanted you guys' thoughts, and, dude, you know, I appreciate you guys taking my call.
No, you nailed it.
You know, it sucks, too. I mean, it's like, you know, Tolley and Early is great, but Marcello, you know. Mm-hmm. You
back spasms today. Couldn't go.
Brian Bale, you know, you got Roman on the IL.
Christian Campbell, AAA.
Yeah, it's just all these guys that were supposed to be the next generation of stars.
And you traded your first-round pick from Texas A&M, Braden Montgomery, walks it off for the White Sox yesterday. I don't know if you saw that. Fifth guy in big league history to have a walk-off hit in his first game against the Braves closer, Raisel Iglesias, who's nails. That's unbelievable. Now, you traded for Crochet. Nobody's going to complain about that.
Yep.
But I think now you're going to have to start. Hey, we're like you're the White Sox of a couple years ago. You're going to have to start trading guys for AAA players.
All right, or the Red Sox are going to have to do something, like now, to save face. At least just to save face, because this has become an embarrassment. I mean, you can pretty much declare them dead. After this series where they're 13 and a half games back, you can just stick a fork in them. It is as bad as it can get, and they have to do something.
Whether it's bad as it is in June since 97.
Yep. Whether it's moving on from Craig Breslow or making some sort of drastic move outside of that, they have to do something. And we're going to roll with this. We're going to continue to take your calls because we got a lot of them. 617-779-7937. Buster came ready, man.
Rich is like, wait, what? Terrible.
Hooked right in.
Terrible.
That was Buster Olney on our show the other day talking about, yeah, terrible, how bad things are right now. Inside the organization of the Red Sox, it is Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson, 93.7 WEI. You can give us a call at 617-779-7937. We have been taking your calls since the end of that unbelievable craptastic series that they just got swept by your Rays.
You want another quick stat from Chris Smith?
Just
the fourth time in franchise history, the top four hitters combined for 11 strikeouts in a 9-inning game. So fourth time since the franchise began.
The Sox are now 13 and a half games behind Tampa Bay. Boston is now 1-33 when they trail after 7 innings and 0-36 when trailing after 8 innings. They've lost 5 of the last 6. And what were you saying, Ted? How many innings in a row without a
23
a walk?
Innings in a row without a walk. That's ridiculous.
That's pretty bad.
But now, is that just literally Rasmussen was like, I'm putting this right down the effing middle.
Yeah.
There's no way. You can't hit it out of the park.
Right.
Why would I walk you?
He wasn't like nibbling the edges. No, dude, it was right down Main Street,
man.
Just
going right at you.
Kidding me?
I thought it was going to be a perfect game through two.
Yeah, it sure felt like it, didn't it? I saw that text. I was like, yeah, I'm kind of feeling that too. Someone said crap-ass team hasn't cared at all for half a decade but expects me to. I mean, it does kind of seem ever since Dabrowski was gone. I mean, it's just this.
But Breslow, this is a two-year thing with Breslow. They had to step in and trade Devers, right? Ownership got involved last year and completed that deal.
Yep.
Now, this year again, we found out from Buster they're on the phone trying to make calls. What is going on with Breslow? If he can't do the job, then get somebody else in who can.
He's a figurehead. He's somebody who's
doing it. Then, Sam?
It's ownership. It's ownership. The ownership doesn't want
to. Can't be John.
No, I mean, it's not John.
Linda?
But it could be Linda. I mean, sure. All I know is that there's a philosophy that this team has stuck by for a while now, and it's now finally, you know, it's coming to roost. Like, now it's as bad. It is manifested into what you are seeing right now in the 2026 Red Sox. And that article was so great because it spelled it out in a way that nobody's really been able to do it so far. It's that they have forgotten the human element of running a team, and it's all about numbers and stats and algorithms. It's the reason Schwarber's not here. It's because they said nobody over the age of 30 who can only play one position. And you're going to lose out on a guy like that, a guy who embarrassed you, came here in town and embarrassed you. But any person with a brain, somebody who actually knows how to run a successful baseball team, would have looked at Kyle Schwarber and said, there's a place for you on this team.
Yeah, somebody that goes back. Yeah. That's Bloom and Breslow. I mean, that's a double whammy.
Bloom and Breslow, same page. Yeah. Same guys. Yep. I mean, they make deals together. They think similarly. So,
but yeah. Like, to Robert Kraft's credit, Mayo was hired and he was overwhelmed. Right, yep. He was not cut out. For
and
the
he
job.
Saw pretty early,
and they corrected made, course.
How long did he last?
Right?
Yeah, 1 year. I mean, yep. I give him a lot of credit for, you know, kind of covering up their mistake quick.
Yep.
Right.
You can do that.
People make
mistakes.
You know what?
Sticking with someone who's bad and everyone knows is bad. It's not a mistake. That is you. It's detrimental to the team.
Breslow could handle the pitching side of the GM equation. He's done a pretty good job with a lot of the pitchers and a lot of the arms they have. He has a role in the organization, but you need somebody that can actually come in, make the call himself, and get the job done.
It's toxic. I want him out.
And Breslow, he lost all his cover when he got rid of Cora. I mean, it was all on him now.
Yeah.
So he's got no protection. It's all. That's what everybody's venom is going to be going right at him now.
All right, let's go to Richard on line four. What's up, my man?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Love your show. Listen to it all day long while I'm working.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I just want to say, first of all, sweet Mother Jesus, if they play Sweet Caroline at this Fenway Park anymore for the rest of
Amen,
the year,
Amen, brother. Amen.
Everybody should walk out. Okay, number one. Number two, I think everybody that goes to the game Friday should put a bag on their head. And number three, shut down the concessions. Don't hurt this guy in his pocket. If he's going to make a change, don't buy his concessions. Don't buy the $15 beers. That's all I got
to
say.
Thanks, Richard. Listen, I'm one of those people. I'm going to buy a beer if I go to the game, unfortunately. And
I'm just peeking. But, just, oh,
but,
stop it.
But I think that the bags on the head actually work.
Oh, it's going to take off.
Oh, yeah.
It works because it's always talked about. It becomes a huge story. And from what we are hearing, John Henry personally hates it. Despises it to the point where there's been stories about how people have come down and when they're in the view of the camera are asked to either leave or go to a different part of the stadium. Which, by the way, if somebody tells you to do that, you tell them to go after themselves.
If you paid money for those tickets.
Yeah, if you paid money for those tickets and you're sitting there and you put a bag on your head.
Tarps on or tarps off with the bag?
Tarps off.
Listen, if you're going to do bags and nipples out. Whatever you want to do. Let it roll. All right, let's go to Skip in Salem. What's up, Skip?
How you guys doing?
Excellent.
So this whole thing we're forgetting about is they're probably playing for the lockout. You know, they're not going to do anything because they don't have to, because next year is going to be a throwaway season if baseball goes out on strike and there's a lockout. So what is the motivation right now for them to do anything?
I mean, there's not a lot, and we've been talking about that.
A fair point.
Right. I mean, you if they do anything right now, I would rather have it be find a great manager. I mean, I like Chad Tracy, I do, but if you're going to shake things up and you could get like a good veteran manager who has had success, that's one way you can change it. Having Theo come in and having a bigger role with the team, hell yeah, that's something you could do. Getting rid of Craig Breslow is something you could do. But outside of that, player-wise, you're right. There's not a ton they can do right now, but that's because all of their bad decisions have led to this place. And by the way, somebody on text said, this is worse than the Bobby Valentine year. This is the worst team since John Henry bought the franchise.
I think it is.
Bobby Valentine year at least was hysterical. Like, that was a really funny year because he was such a nerd. And, like, everyone was fighting on the inside. And then you had Gonzalez and Adrian Gonzalez and Carl Crawford. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was so much insanity going on.
At least it was entertaining.
It was great because he was like an idiot. And you knew that they were going to get rid of him at the end of the season. And,
they were four games over 500 at the end of June, that team. So obviously it was the late collapse, but still, I mean, comparatively, like you were on a much worse track than that team was.
How bad is this season, comparatively speaking?
I mean, historic.
Right now, it's the worst season they've had since 97. It's the first time they've been 12 games under in June since 1997. So, and that was a bad team, but it could be 1965 bad. It feels like there's just no escape. Like we're talking about these solutions, but what is the obvious pivot to go to right now?
I don't see a clear one. I don't. There isn't a clear pivot. It's dude, we got to just swallow this pill.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to change.
Okay, so today the Red Sox did achieve history, and that was, it's been since, what, 1901, that you had the first three batters in the lineup strike out three times in a row. Where would we put that on our list that we have here to the right of the 2026
high.
Red Sox lowest moments?
It's like a triple crown of whiffs.
Okay, so to remind everyone, at number 10 was John Henry on TV mouthing the words, "Oh, sell the team." Number 9 was Schwarber coming back in town and embarrassing the team. Number 8 was Jared Duran versus Michael Holley. Number C, Catherine Veritek dances on the grave.
Where's Catherine?
She'll be tweeting tonight.
Yep.
Number 6, Brian Baio gets the yips, gets sent down. Number 5, the word driveline is introduced into the public.
Yep.
Number 4, Breslow getting ripped by Theo Epstein in a podcast. Number 3 was Cora getting fired. Number 2 was Sam Kennedy Roman. Mischaracterizing the Roman Anthony injury.
Yep.
And number 1 was the hysterical social media ad that they put out for an all-star ballot post, where they had players that were injured, like Roman Anthony on there, like you're supposed to vote for him or Gary Crochet, and Caleb Durbin, who
Not
funny now that Caleb Durbin was on there. So where do
and
we
And they're put... better on the ABS. That was a bonus, but they're turning that around.
That is true.
Their challenges are good.
So where do we put three times in a row the first three batters get up and all strike out?
That's top three for sure.
Yeah, I think it's just in front of Cora.
You set a baseball record.
Definitely top three.
I'd put it like maybe between 4 and 3.
Because it highlights the biggest problem on this team, that they can't hit.
Can I work this out from Mickey Gasper, who's a good guy? He's trying his best. I root for Mickey. He's their catcher now, but he just has no power. So yesterday after the game, he's asked, by Spear, how close were you to those being home runs? Here's what he had to say.
Did you think that either both of those balls were out?
Yeah, I did. I thought I got them both, honestly. I just put in a bad order with Tommy because I'm pretty frustrated with the wood I got. The second one, I felt a hair.
Anyway, he goes on.
But dude.
If Gasper gets those new bats in time for Friday, it might turn it around.
I saw something where he's like, in 8 other ballparks, that would have been home runs.
Right, yeah, right.
But not that, not
yeah,
that way.
Yeah.
That's your DH, now your catcher. Like
the DH numbers are
It's not
insane.
His fault, but it's just
I know.
This lineup.
I know.
It is Patricia bad. This is going to last as
nothing
long
is
as
Matt
Patricia.
Patricia bad.
People
nothing.
Will talk about how bad the 2026 Red Sox were and their offense. It's going to last. You're going to tell your grandkids about this summer.
I do have a weird feeling that something's going to happen. Something's going to happen before Friday's game. There's going to be some sort of move, something that's going to try to distract people from just how bad
a distraction.
Of a hole they're in.
I don't see it. I don't see the move.
Breslow gets fired.
Noah Kahn concert. We've canceled the game.
Sure. Right. Craig Breslow bobblehead day for everyone. Oh, man, what a sucky team.
OTAs, second day of minicamp.
All right, well, let's get to, because all I know is that there's certain reporters down there who are essentially naked and covered in peanut butter when it comes to Drake May and how well he's been playing, especially with A.J. Brown. And everything I'm hearing is that it's exactly as advertised. Exactly what you wanted to hear when it comes to how those two are connecting down there at Pat's camp. We will get to that. Also, the question of Steph Diggs and whether or not the Patriots might entertain bringing him back. We will get to all of that with Mike Vrabel, and we're not going anywhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes.